mature conversations, keeping it generally out of the kid's view and refusing to name call, all show a child how to deal with disagreements in a healthy manner. But more serious conflict definitely takes a toll on kids. Hi everyone, this is Dr. Gaurav Nigam, your host at Podcast by Dr. Dad. And today we are going to talk about effect of parental conflict on your child. No matter how healthy a couple's relationship is, there's bound to be a few squabbles here and there, and a few occasional disagreements usually aren't a big deal, right? Physical altercations, insults, and tactics such as the silent treatment, the new thing, are just a few of the toxic interactions parents can have that are likely to create some emotional damage to a child in the long run. Now let's look at all of this in more detail. Why parents fighting is a problem. There's a research to suggest that a child as young as 6 months old can be negatively affected by harsh parental arguments. But it's not just young kids, you know, who are affected by parents fighting. Other studies, I mean, different researchers have done studies, and they show that young adults, almost up to the age of 18, 19 years, can be sensitive to conflicts in their parents' marriage. So basically, all of childhood is affected by this, right? What basically fighting does is, it creates a very stressful environment. Stress can take a toll on their physical and psychological well-being and interfere with, you know, normal and healthy development. It also can lead to insecurity. Children hear about things when they go to school. They know what a divorce is and what probably it means for them. Every fight, when escalated, has a potential to push the child on this insecurity wagon. And you don't want to do that, right? Of course, the relationships, parent-child relationship does get affected by this. So when a stressed parent is spending time with the child, more often than not, it is not a very quality time. And mostly it's not even the time spent, you know, because mostly when a parent is stressed out, they don't want to spend time with anybody. They want to be left alone if at all they have time, right? This brings us to our next question, which is a very important one. What are the long-term consequences of these fights? A fight here and there isn't really a biggie, you know, but when these quarrels are constant between a couple, it can be problematic for both your relationship and your kids too. Because believe it or not, fighting with your partner affects your kids later in life. It can lead to anxiety, cause them to shut down or even act out. Of course, we can talk a lot about these issues, but in all honesty, to keep this podcast short, we'll quickly point out the main domains where the child can truly get affected later in life. We start with relationship issues. Being exposed to parents fighting increases the chances that kids will treat others with hostility. There are all the behavioral problems. You know, parental conflict has been linked to increased aggression, even delinquency in certain cases, and you know how a child conducts in the society. Decreased cognitive performance. A study done in 2013 published in a child development found that the stress associated with living in a high conflict home may impair a child's cognitive performance. Their ability to rapidly solve problems and quickly see patterns and new information was also compromised. So in the long run, it is really detrimental on a child's life, his performance, his professional performance, so many things, right? Eating disorders and physical issues, yes, that's another problem. Several studies have linked eating disorders such as anorexia and bulimia to high parental discord. A child also might have physical effects from fighting such as sleep problems, stomach aches or headaches in certain cases. There's an overall negative outlook towards life. Like nothing good comes out of life or relationships are not good in general, so many things. Another very bad effect of this is substance abuse. A lot of link has been seen in teenagers getting addicted to substance abuse. So all in all, if we look at all of this, this is really bad, especially from the kid's point of view. This brings us to the end of our discussion, but how can we reduce these fights? What are better ways to solve the disputes? And so much more. We will be discussing it in our next episode. I hope today you've liked this episode. We've kept it really short. And if you wish us to talk about something else, you can write to us at info@drdad.in. Please listen to our next podcast for the related topic that we've just talked about. And I hope you have a wonderful day and a great, great life. Thank you so much.